Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Munchkin Panic by Fireside Games. For 1-6 players, ages 10 and up, playtime 1 hour. The Munchkin monsters have found the Castle Panic Towers are on the rampage. In the smash-up of the hit games Munchkin and Castle Panic, players negotiate and combine cards to hit and slay the monsters before they destroy the castle. Each monster defeated becomes a trophy and gives up its treasure to the victor. Work together to keep the monsters from stomping the castle flat. Backstab just enough to be declared the Master Munchkin. And today we have Dan, the Pirate Man, here to review it. So, Dan, what did you think was good about this game?
Well, there's plenty to like. Castle Panic's a pretty solid game. It's got, I think, a really good following. And they've had other licensing and variations come through it, not just this. I'm going to mention Star Trek Panic has been doing really well. Have not played that myself, really want to.
As you heard in the little blurb, it is based off of a game called Castle Panic, which has a Wizard's Tower expansion.
Right.
I know that. Haven't played it myself.
I have played the original a little while back compared to this one.
Okay.
And they are obviously mechanically just about the same. There's this one with Munchkin flavor in it. It includes in the box a more Munchkin mini expansion in a little baggie. There's just a few.
For the Munchkin card game or for Munchkin Panic?
It's for this game.
Okay, it's for this game.
And it's called the More Munchkin Mini Expansion. And when you put those cards into this game, the cooperative aspect kind of takes a back seat a little bit. There's a lot more backstabbery.
So this game, you not only get the base game, the Munchkin Panic game, but you get a little mini expansion along with it.
It's in every single one.
Okay. So anything else good about this game?
The quality of the components is not changed. It's very, very good quality.
Sturdy
all the way
board.
Through that. Very good looking board.
Nice
the same
cards.
Layout. On the board, there is, at each of the four corners, an order of play, a little cheat sheet for everybody.
Oh, nice. So that's built right in.
Yeah. I think they also have that as cards
inside
the deck, so you know you can hand those out. But it is really nice and handy to have it there on the game board at each corner.
Oh, what about the rule book? Is it kind of easy to follow through? Does it order it pretty well? Or
It's pretty good.
Is it just kind of a standard, it's a rule book?
Not a whole lot of difference there either.
Yeah. Okay.
It is Munchkinified. Even the font is the same one that's in all the other Munchkin books.
And is the art done by John Kovalik as
Yes,
well?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The bag that all the monsters come in, if you're familiar with that, does have the Munchkin Panic logo on it with Spike right in the middle. That looks pretty cool.
All right.
I like that there's a little kind of translucent purple Munchkin Pip D6. Part of the components in the game as well.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else good, let's move on if there's anything bad.
You can play this game 5 different ways. I'm going to transition from good to bad. That's really good. There's 5 different ways to play the game.
The same thing could be a good thing and a bad thing.
Right. So this is how then. I played it the standard way, and we lost horribly. The monsters destroyed the castle. We all lost. And I played the Munchkin Mini Expansion, and it was the backstabbery, of course, but it was so much more fun, I think. I liked it a lot better that way myself.
Okay, so good aspect is that there's multiple ways to play, but it's also a bad thing that there's multiple ways to play.
Yeah, that's those two. Okay. Then there's more panic, less panic, and then solo.
Okay.
So you can play the game by yourself with special set of rules.
That's an interesting thing a lot of games
are doing. Or if you think it's too easy or too hard, and you can adjust the rules with that. The part that I didn't like, I don't think it's so good for 2 players. There's a screaming child outside. Okay, so anyway, yeah, not so good for 2 players. I liked it good with 4, with 6.
So the game mechanics itself break down a little when it's less players?
Only in one aspect, I think there's after every single player's turn, the monsters all move.
Okay.
All towards the middle.
Okay.
Take one more step, and the player then puts 3 more new monsters on the board. So with more players, more monsters are coming out, and it's hard to stem the tide sometimes. If you get a bad run of cards, and you can't quite do what you want.
Okay.
So that's why you really need to cooperate.
So it's a cooperative game for sure.
It is.
But there is an element to backstabbing because it's Munchkin.
True. Okay. Yeah, you want to have the most trophies. Yeah, and there is treasures. Treasures are a new thing that are added into it with that, I think. I didn't mention that.
Okay.
This can't be Munchkin without treasures. Come on.
Okay. Well, anything else bad that you have to say about it?
No, it's bad that I haven't played more of it, because I really did enjoy it.
Okay. Well, anything else about this game that you think is kind of cool or that you want to mention about it? I know I'm a personal fan of Kovalik art, but it's really neat when you get to meet him and you bring up something for him to sign or whatnot, and it's not Munchkin related. He always gets a thrill out of that.
I've heard about that.
He loves it when his other art shows up.
Since I am NMIB doing the demo stuff for Steve Jackson Games, and it is nice that I get to play around sometimes with some of this stuff.
Right. So you aren't just playing Munchkin the card game. You get to do all the different variations.
Right. Stuff. There's stuff that's from, you know, from Fireside and from other game companies that's been kind of licensed out in Munchkin-fied, like this one.
Okay. Well, that was Dan, and he was reviewing Munchkin Panic. Thank you for doing this for us.
You're welcome.
You have a good day, and enjoy playing more games.
Hey, if I wanted to play this game, where would I get this game from?
The Scared Board Game Library has one. I'm an MIB. I have one. Several other MIBs that I know.
Wonderful.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.